Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The last thing that I bookmarked was Nazis were fueled by crystal meth. New book shows.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Things, mm-hmm. That's why you so never saw them smile, Mike.
I was definitely.
Or she says, prende la cosa, which is turn that on. Turn that thing on.
Well, that could
she'll
be the
push
oven,
a point
too.
Mm-hmm. Outside, and she'll say, go turn it on. And I said, all right, lady, stop being pushy.
Now, how would you say, all right, lady, stop being pushy in
Spanish?
Deja
de fregar.
And she said, you're like a toddler. I said, no, I'm more like a puppy. When you have a puppy and you feed the puppy, immediately after you feed the puppy,
that
the
means
puppy
you're regular,
goes,
right?
The puppy needs to go outside, and that's me.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think we should start with the mailbag today.
You want to start with the mailbag today?
Mailbag.
We never start with the mailbag.
Right.
And, I really...
Mailbag.
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 Went to bed at midnight. Had one too many. Smiling Irish bastard.
Mailbag.
In the championship. Because I don't want to, I'm very, very aware mm-hmm. of the fact that our audience is not just in D.C.
Right.
Do the majority of our listeners come from the D.C. Area? Yes, probably
yes.
Half of our audience comes from D.C. But I realize that if you're from anywhere else and you hear me going on and on and on every day about our hockey team, which is giving us all a lot of pleasure,
mm-hmm.
that it's going to be tedious for you, and I want to be sensitive.
It's not like it happens all the time.
This is true.
Right?
Well, God Almighty, 30 years, 20 years rather.
Yes,
I don't
yes.
know. Let's say 100 years since they won a championship.
Okay.
No, they've never won
they've
a
never
championship.
Won
no, they've never
and
won.
20 years since they've been in a championship position.
20 years since they've been in a championship. Since they've been
in the Stanley Cup final.
Mike, how have you been?
How have you been?
Well, I was speaking to him, and he's doing fine, but how have you been?
I've been fine. We were talking to Girl before the show started,
yes.
our intern, our former intern, who is now a captain of industry, flying all over
world
the world,
yes.
Promoting things. And Girl was talking about how special it was, and then I watched it on the television, because
yes.
I'm up here in Maine, and I saw all the people outside. That's when you know something's massive.
Yes.
That it's not just enough to fill a stadium, but you've got the streets filled with revelry.
Jammed.
With the fans
jammed.
Going absolutely mm-hmm. nuts. And
elbow to
and
elbow.
Also, what?
Elbow to elbow. Blocks of
that's,
people.
That's correct. That's correct. Elbow to elbow. Spectacular. It's spectacular.
I don't know
it
if you get is. This feed, Mike, but after the actual game, you've got the local affiliate here.
Yes.
That has, it was an NBC affiliate.
WRC.
Who has had access, a special permit to have their chopper over the arena.
They lifted were airspace they, for the first time, restrictions for like the first time in 20 years.
Yeah. Were yeah. they giving the network the shots that we
yes.
saw when they when
yes.
people, mm-hmm. that was not
yes.
a drone or
no,
a bump
no, no,
or
no.
anything like
no.
that?
No, that was
you,
chopper
you
form.
Could actually see Leon Harris from the sky.
It was oh, Leon like, Harris is Channel 4 now?
Yes. yes. Mm-hmm. He's great.
Oh, see, I've been gone
made
since
the
they
switch.
Made that move.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Leon Harris, and yeah, I still remember that.
Again.
I still remember. I still remember.
Fast and dead on.
Yeah.
I still remember that impression. Hi, I'm Leon Harris. We're going to go to Chopper 4. It's right up there right now. Leon Harris with you. Let's get a shot from Chopper 4 of the Capital One Arena. Look at the streets filled with fans. I'm Leon Harris.
How's the Metro look, Leon?
Metro has agreed to stay open 14 hours to get everybody.
You know what was cool?
TJ Oshie, one of the superstars for the Washington Capitals, watching him show up with Matt Niskanen, two gritty working class guys, a defenseman and a forward, and both of them coming to the game on the Metro.
Yeah.
And then as my dad
and my
said,
wife got, my wife, God love her, had the line of lines
oh, what's
when
that?
I saw them. They were getting off the Metro and it shows them walking in and Carlos said, I'm surprised they made it to the game on time.
My father says, look for them in an ad for Metro in the next 6 months.
Oh, your father's too cynical.
Did you see
your
that?
Father? Yeah, that's that. I don't think so. I think that's just the way they chilled with it.
Could be.
You really
could
think
be.
It was like a setup or something? Like
I don't
that?
Know.
Not a setup because Oshie took the Metro home and didn't have his Metro card, so they had to let him through.
That's right.
Oh,
jump the turnstile.
Yeah, they were like, "You just won this game. So you can go home." There's video of it.
Yeah,
he stopped. He stopped.
That sounded like Oscar was doing an impression there for
a little bit. He was stopped.
He was stopped by the gingerbread man.
Because he couldn't. They said, are you going home? You don't have your transfer? This happens all the time.
Bear card.
Well, win, lose, or draw, Las Vegas. We know we've got fans.
That's how Owen thought.
Now they don't have that anymore.
I know, but let us pretend it exists.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's it used to be back in the day when they had the individual conductors.
It's like 4 years ago.
That hated their jobs. And didn't like working on the trains and really didn't care about letting people know where they were, it would sound something like this. Hit the thing.
So it's Horns Line. Capital. It's the Metro Center. Doors open on the pre-party. This is the Green Line. Hop on the Green Line. Doors open on the...
How many times were we standing on a Metro train? They say doors open. Everybody's going, which Word. Side?
Yeah.
Because he said... Bleh, 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 like
I had
that.
To
but
look
anyway.
At the signs when I was a kid. I was like, what is he saying?
Well, the thing about it is that there's going to be one side where step into a platform and the other side that you would step into a pit. And you tend to go to the platform side.
Yeah.
At least you got off of the right station. That's what was important.
That's important. Yeah. Metro Center,
if
you can get on any train.
If you come to our nation's capital, now they have the Siri voice, and so it's fine. It's absolutely fine. And it was a love-hate thing with the Metro for me because I think the Metro was fantastic. But the Metro is traveled by so many Tourons and so many people from the burbs that would come in wide-eyed and not know what they were doing. And by the way, I don't know how many cities have easy to understand subway system.
You know, the only other one that's easy,
nature, they're easy.
The only other train that was that easy to understand for me was Paris. Paris Metro and the DC Metro are very close in the way they're designed.
Even with a foreign language?
Yes, but they have something else that we do not have, which is the train that is the express train.
Mm.
Oh, so you can go fast
from point A to point B.
Right, and you don't have to stop at Metro Center.
And everyone that gets on the train gets a croissant. A buttery croissant and a terrine of a foie gras. Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour. Welcome to the Paris subway, mon ami.
Mike,
yes.
Is there still the mandate that is known as DGH?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God, yes.
Now more than ever, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you a story.
Please.
For those of you that might be grinning today.
Story
Let time. Me tell you about the overconfident New York Yankees,
oh.
who in the year 2004 took a 3-1 lead over the Boston Red Sox and were adding up their championship rings. They were beginning to polish the rings, and then my beloved team, the Boston Red Sox, came from behind. This is one. It Woo. Takes one game. This is no absolutely to get happy would be insane right now because it takes one game. Just like one goal. It's so fragile, and I think the speed of the game and everything else, it's so fragile. Vegas Knights fans don't, look, no one is counting their name to be engraved on that trophy yet. There's a lot of work to do, so be aware of that. Mm. Do not get DGH, capital letters, write it in the sky, excuse me.
All caps.
Write it in the sky.
Oh.
Yeah, please do. Please make sure you do.
Do we have to include that prefix, that prefix to it? That how do we spell that?
I may have had a late night last night.
Don't worry, your eyes will start meshing just fine in a moment.
Halfway through the third period, cut.
Okay, I'm going to bed.
Okay, good night.
Who's that?
I'll just stay down here by myself. I'll just stay by myself in a city where I'm in a city. In a city. In a house in the middle of nowhere.
I bet if you got emotional at all, it wasn't until the game was over. You probably didn't get emotional when she left you alone, did you?
I got emotional. I won't get emotional about this. I'll just get happy.
Cheers.
When the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be back the next day to the fact that we're gonna have to go back to work and do what we do. And I got my family coming up in less than a month.
All right. They'll share in the joy.
Yeah. Although my daughter, Catherine, who is going to turn 23 on June 9th, will be flying in the Monday after her birthday to celebrate with us. And so we're very, very excited about that. And I called her yesterday because I want to send her something even before she gets up here for her birthday. And I wanted to know if she wanted like a day of beauty or a gift certificate to her favorite restaurant. And I called her at 11 o'clock and then she called me at 12:40 because she just woke up. And I said, I told her, the concept of me sleeping past 7 a.m. is gone. I don't know if I'm capable of sleeping past 7 a.m. You sleeping past noon. Now, she worked. She worked at the restaurant. But I said, what time did you go to bed? And she said, 3 a.m. And I said, to be 22.
Yeah.
To be a 22-year-old nocturnal animal.
Different
the
clock.
Only person that approaches those hours.
It would ruin you for a week.
It would, but this man does it. This man goes to bed late.
You know, but I can't be late. I got to get here. So
because he has a beautiful head
of hair.
Hey, do you think it would be lost on her if for her birthday you got her a really fancy alarm clock?
Because she works, not only does she work weekends, and then she auditions and goes to the theater workshops during the week in New York, she, she's late night waitressing.
She's
wrap things
living
up.
The life of an actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the actress thing, and she's still plugging at it, and I wish her the very best. What's the latest in the last 2 weeks that you've stayed up?
Me? Wow. Probably 1:30 a.m.
Okay. So, have you modified? Has the schedule where you have to be here at 9 o'clock? Has that modified your nighttime wrap at all?
No, the only thing that's modified it are these 7 a.m. soul cycles, where I try to.
Oh yeah, he's doing that
by
now.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, at the latest, guarantees you'll be here. That's
at midnight at the latest.
Did you go to Soul Cycle today?
Yes, I did.
Really?
I think I went to bed last night at 12:40 a.m.
So you still walk in inside the five of Mark? Though,
yeah, I went home, took a shower, got dressed, cleaned up, came in.
A spritz of cologne and ready for his day.
No cologne today.
Oh,
well. I said, I want to go just all natural, you know?
Are you tired today?
Oh, I'm not tired. I do know
one thing that is part of his ritual.
Happy.
Is that post-show he will do a big gargle with Listerine in the men's room.
Yeah.
Because if you go in there, it always smells like, first he destroys the bathroom, then he does the Listerine. I'm not saying it's any
big
better.
Big potty.
But
think about that.
But the problem is that when it's that smell mixed with the eucalyptus of Listerine.
I can't help what someone else does before me.
Okay. I thought it might have been you.
I've done it before, but there's a lot of time I don't have after the show.
That's
with
true.
The work and such.
And then there's the Catholics.
Yeah, the Catholic. Oh, they're banging down that door.
Lock the door and you're gone for a week.
You think if you're that close to the Lord, you'd be regular.
Hey, why don't they pray for some Glade?
Carla accused me today. I said to her, I said, can we have a little early morning meal this morning? Can we do a little early brekkie? And she looks and she starts laughing. And I said, what are you laughing at? She said, well, I know why. She said, you don't want to tell the boys that you're going to use the printer, that you're fixing the printer again. And she said, you're like a toddler. I said, no, I'm more like a puppy. When you have a puppy and you feed the puppy immediately after you feed the puppy,
that
the
means
puppy
you're regular,
goes,
right?
The puppy needs to go outside, and that's me. That's me right now.
But here's the thing. You, in a way, you let the cat out of the bag, not to mix animal metaphors, but we bought the fact that you were fixing the printer yesterday, but then later in the show,
we were like, oh,
that's when you said right before bed, Raisin Bran. And then I said, did that help in the morning? He said, oh, yeah, that's when I was fixing the printer.
Yeah, I fixed the printer at 10 after 8 this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Sometimes the printer needs to get fixed twice.
Yes. Well, that might be later on this morning after the show, though.
This printer is broken all the time.
I can guarantee you the printer won't be in need of fixing during the show.
Good.
You know, if that is, I have my handy adult diaper with me, so everything will be Everything will be A-okay. Start the goddamn
show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karnak the Magnificent.
Simsalabim.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. No one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, your incredibly divine way, will ascertain the answers without ever before seeing the question. The first envelope, hermetically sealed.
Yes, I understand that. Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
That's what I said. How do you tell Marcello Mastroianni his doo-dah is open? Karnak on roll. This audience would laugh at Dinah Shore backing into a meat thermometer. Mount Baldy.
Mount Baldy.
What do you do if you play horsey with Don Rickles? May a weird holy man get your weather girl in trouble. Three dog night. What's a bad night for a tree? UCLA.
UCLA.
What happens when there isn't any smog? Ben Gay.
Ben Gay.
Why didn't Mrs. Franklin have any kids?
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
May your only daughter go into syndication with an army camp. Hurry up. Name a drink that's made with 7-Up and prune juice. Karnak.
Karnak! The Magnificent.
Oh, God. That's old
it's
stick
the
right
Mike
there.
Mike O'Mara Show.
I love it.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the home of last night's Stanley Cup Final. Very, very exciting time in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, from the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show and podcast. We have a worldwide network of listeners. They get it. You should, too. If you're here, thank you. You can listen 24-7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls. We have customized settings and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Don't forget tomorrow's Wide Open Wednesday.
Yes.
Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmerishow.com. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Hey, Dad's Day right around the corner.
What day is it? It's Dad's Day.
Here's a Father's Day pro tip. Dads love steak. And everything all right, boys? Everything okay up there? Everything going fine?
Things are great. Thank you.
That's good. Omaha Steaks are the best. Here's the perfect gift for Dad. Works for you in every meeting we have. The Father's Day special. You can get our limited edition Father's Day package for only $49.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar. Omaha Steaks is grilling Nirvana. How long have you been in my yard? Since Tuesday. No, I'm sorry. Everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee, and it's shipped right to Dad's door. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to our listeners, 78% off.
Yes.
The Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy.
Delicious,
hi,
though.
Hi, Biff. Two beefy top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, plus four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartelettes.
The best. They're so good.
They're wonderful. Rob eats them four at a time.
I do. That's a single serving for me.
An Omaha Steak seasoning packet plus four additional grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers free. We all got this package. It's amazing. Dad can eat like a king for only $49.99. Get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait! Don't wait!
Don't wait! Yeah.
What day is it?
Father's Day.
What day? Father's Day. Hey, Frank, Father's Day.
Don't wait. This offer ends soon. OmahaSteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar and tell Dad to fire up the grill. You know, has that ever been said in a, you know, real, hey, fire up the grill?
My mom says, puedes prender el barbecue?
And I said, what does that mean?
Can you turn on the barbecue? And that's basically fire up the grill for her.
Okay.
You know, when I hear you speak Spanish, it always...
Prender el barbecue?
It sounds like you're an American traveling to a foreign country.
Because I am, Mike. Yeah. I am.
But it
I grew up in
like
the States.
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue.
Woo!
Yay!
He is what? Somebody. Here's Pony, and I've always said it. When he speaks Spanish, it's adorable. Yeah, because it's cute.
It's not perfect. It's embarrassing at best.
And it's great when you go in and out of English and Spanish.
But I know this, that it makes sense because I grew up in a household that was assimilating. And yes. They were kind enough to teach me Spanish, but they didn't teach me an accent.
Ah, okay. So that's why you kind of
slur. It's like a Norman Lear sitcom that is his life.
I have to think about it. I have to think about the word because it's not second nature to me. And
so
then once I get the words.
Give me again, fire up the grill in
puedes prender el barbecue. That's what my mom says. Barbecue is not the right thing to say.
What is barbacoa. Puedes?
Can you turn on the barbecue?
Puedes. Puedes tornando el barbecue. Yes.
And do you know that because you know Spanish, or do you know that just because it's like a catchphrase of hers?
I know Spanish, but that's what my mom says every time we're grilling out.
Mm-hmm.
Or she says, prende la cosa, which is turn that on. Turn that thing on.
Well, that could
she'll
be the oven,
she'll push a point
too.
Mm-hmm. Outside, and she'll say, go turn it on. And I said, all right, lady, stop being pushy.
Now, how would you say, all right, lady, stop being pushy in Spanish?
De fregar.
So, what are some other catchphrases that you know that she uses just offhand?
She calls, she would say, deja de fregar, which is basically stop messing with me.
Okay.
Or step off, depending on how you want it.
Isn't there a Spanish phrase about instead of, you don't fool with me, don't pull my hair, instead of like you're pulling my leg?
Wouldn't it be, I don't know enough about
it.
I barely know our English one.
Wouldn't it be, encende la barbacoa?
Yeah, but that's formal, right? That's the regular way to do it.
Oops. What did I hit that?
God, well, that was a very dramatic revelation about language.
Thank you.
That's the formal. That's the correct way. Most Spanish, especially in Latin America, there are different iterations from country to country.
Is there also in
slang, if you will?
In France, they have like a formal and a familiar version of like talking to people. Is that the same thing?
The Spanish from Spain is the formal Spanish.
Okay, I see.
Castellano.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Vosotros. I don't use vosotros in the regular. I say nosotros, right?
What does that mean?
Us.
Oh, okay. You and me.
Oscar no habla bien español.
No, I no habla bien inglés tampoco.
Sí.
I don't speak English either.
Well. All right. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, can we open the mail?
Yes, because it's not about us.
It's not. No, it's not.
It's all about you.
Let's do this.
With la barbacoa. Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza. Dos, tres, cuatro. Lonesome as a man can be.
I know enough Spanish to get stabbed.
So do I.
Yes. Like if you hear a drug deal going down, I'm going to know what they've said.
Yes.
And they're going to know I know what they said, so I got to go.
I see. You've never been stabbed, though.
No.
No.
I just stifled a sneeze. Excuse me. I'm terrible.
No, you're professional.
Now, tighter, brighter, for your listening pleasure, it's the mailbag. Numbnuts, let's visit our gift corner. Are there any presents today?
Yeah, Oscar has two, and I have one, so Oscar should go first. And
all
this
right.
is addressed
to... There's nothing like getting gifts, especially during birthday season.
For the Mike
it
O'Mara
is birthday
show.
Season, yes.
Care of Sullen Oscar Santana. For those of you not in the know, Sullen Oscar Santana is the picture of my big face that was...
Yes.
There's a lot going on here. Excuse me. Give me a pull this out.
The painting that was commissioned. Today. Yeah.
He's a little sullen today, isn't he, Rob?
Yeah,
just a little sullen Oscar.
Well, I think he's a little sleepy. He probably was up late with the game, and Soul Cycle never makes anyone happy.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It wakes you up.
Yeah, not me.
Not you.
No, gives me a heart attack. Makes me die. Hey! This is terrific, Mike.
Oh,
this
Mike,
is like
you're gonna love
dream
this.
Come true stuff for you.
You are remember, going to love this.
Remember Chad Dukes commissioned commissioned an oil painting of Oscar with his face being large?
Yes. Mm.
And it looks like this.
From our friend at JMB Signs who has sent us stuff before.
Yes.
I see it.
I've got.
It.
It's probably a 10-inch square.
I've been immortalized in wood.
Yeah. It's a beautiful high resolution print of your face.
There
a
it is.
A decorative wooden sign of my face.
Are there two of them?
There are two solid Oscars.
Oh, so one should go, son, one will go to Maine for your studio in Maine.
That's not necessary.
And then there thank you. Oh, wait, one more thing, Mike. One more thing.
I'm hoping and praying that this is what I think it might
these
be.
These are coasters. I do not know what is printed on the coasters.
Oh, coasters. I'll take the coasters.
You want the coasters?
Sure.
A set of four coasters or three coasters.
Lots of bubble wrap.
For the three of us. Lots of bubble wrap. They are Sullen Oscar coasters.
No, you know what they are? They're not coasters.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're ornaments.
They're Christmas ornaments.
Holy smokes.
Oh, that's so great. With only 200 days till the holiday, it's time to start thinking.
My God.
Boy, don't you want him scowling on your tree? That's fantastic.
Oh, ho, ho.
I'm the Grinch.
That's delightful.
All right,
that
my box came from international travel. It had international postage on it, and it says...
Really?
Confectionery, so it was approved for shipping. It's something.
All right, I'm going to guess Stroop.
All right, yeah, me too.
I'm going to say it's a Stroop. That's the confection of the day. It's the Stroop.
There is no, doesn't appear to be any writing with it, but it is a box of Chicle brand bubblegum camel balls.
Ooh,
and it actually has a camel from the rear on the box.
Where you can,
yeah,
they're and extra, it's the camel's bean bag.
Is it gum?
They're extra sour. Let's open it up and see.
Let's do a taste test.
The land of far, whether it be the Middle East South Asia, they have a different connotation on what they can get away with and not. Like, there isn't that much PC.
This is made in Spain.
Espanol.
Europe.
By the way, after we do the mailbag, I've got a, speaking of Asia,
yeah.
I've got a food story from Asia that is separate from the news you may not need that I've got to discuss with
Asia.
You guys as to whether it's real or fake. And it's the grossest thing I think I've ever
heard. Oh, okay. It's like a package of, there's a lot of them in here.
Oh, nice. It's an assortment.
What exactly is it, Rob? Describe.
It's like a warhead or sour ball.
I think so. It's Chicle brand camel balls. They're individually wrapped in a small packet. So I'm going to open the packet now.
All right, here we go. All right.
The color is, ew.
Try the camel balls.
Sort of a brown color.
It looks like a camel ball.
Yeah, it does.
Try the camel balls. By the way, that's nothing the waiter doesn't say when you come to Jimmy's. All right.
It's a gum.
Ooh, chicle.
It's sour. Uh-huh. It squirts. Remember Freshen Up gum?
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. How's the flavor?
Tastes like balls.
All right.
What?
I give it a strong B minus.
No, well, what's the flavor?
There it goes into the trash. He didn't like it.
No? Sour.
He
I guess
didn't
it's
care
sour,
it.
Like a sour cherry.
Do you not like sours?
I'm not a big sour guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. I'll drink a whiskey sour.
Got another box, Mike.
Oh, another. There are more
box.
Gifts.
Yeah. Yes. It's
what the hell is going on?
Birthday
this week?
Season.
This
My
is.
Well,
this,
nothing's been a birthday gift.
There was a big to do yesterday about. Hey, Oscar, how do you send yourself stuff from Amazon? Because sometimes I have things delivered here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And because it says Sir Oscar Santana.
Yes, one of the boxes was addressed to Sir Oscar Santana.
So all the rooms were like, do you send yourself Sir Oscar Santana? I said, no, I'm not that much of a douche.
Hello.
Somebody sent a gift.
Look at this USB cable.
Oh, man.
Open it up, the Red Knight.
These are Super Troopers Pop Guys. Funko dolls.
Very cool.
From Super Troopers.
I want a liter of cola.
These are the best.
That's
this is
very
on the
cool.
collection.
Yeah.
Man.
Boy, if you only had space for them in your home.
Well, I'm going to put them here, actually.
Okay.
Can someone hold that up to the camera?
Yes, so I
can
please. I will bring it over to you, Mike. Rob.
Are we a little intern challenge today?
No, interns are actually doing stuff.
They're
we got them on task.
They're all around the building doing stuff.
But the thing, these Funko Pop dolls, is that what they're called? Pop dolls? They are so popular that if you go to one of those conventions, half of the sales space will be devoted to people selling these, and you get them for everybody. I mean,
that's
like
Farva, isn't that like what a dog gets? Mac, okay, that's like Mike McIntosh and Ramathorn.
Farva's
my
favorite
something
character.
I did at American University. That's wonderful.
All Oscar right, is happy as a pig in S right now. He's so happy.
All right, is that
him.
It? Is that? Can we move on with the mailbag now?
Absolutely.
That we've got the toys.
Thank you.
Okay. Welcome to our world. Our new youngest fan, James Walsh Rogers, was born by emergency belly birth. Is that a C-section?
I believe it'll be a cesarean section.
May 23rd, 2018, 6.5 pounds. Mom and baby are doing great. First time grandpa and P1 Kim Don. Oh, Kim Don Un. We talked about it.
Exactly. Yesterday. Yeah.
No. Is over the moon.
He was so excited, Mike.
Over the Un.
He bought pool filters.
It's exciting. Hi, guys. My son, Indy.
Indy!
Will be 12 on June 8th. He is a Boy Scout, and I'm encouraging him to become an Eagle Scout.
Oh, that's cool.
I was hoping Salad Fingers could give him some camping advice for his upcoming week-long summer camp, especially his choice of utensils. Well, I've got that right here, Rob, so you don't have to worry about it. I'm a longtime listener and bonus show member. Thanks for keeping me entertained for over 20 years. Todd Bayer of Hagerstown, Maryland. So his name is Indy.
Indy.
Well, let's bring in Salad to talk to Indy.
Oh, hi, yes.
Salad. Let's do that.
Hello.
Yuck.
Indy. So, your pop Todd was talking about your choice of utensils. Might I recommend a rusty spoon? Mrs. Cumberbatch, you're leaking.
Oh! Oh!
It's delightful. Indy. Oh, I've cut me finger. Oh, I'm going to sever it off and suck on it like it's a camel ball.
Gross. All right. Turn it off. I can't do that anymore. I can't do it.
I like the
I
improv.
I can't do it anymore. Thank you. Improvisational theater for you.
I wonder if he has any merit badges.
Welcome to Sluggish Improv Theater. Thank you. Scott Revels writes, I have heard the promos for Maddie's Guilty Pleasure podcast, but I can't seem to find it anywhere. There is some interest on this podcast,
yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's like everything that I can't answer, and I should be more engaged. I know Oscar would like me to be more engaged, but in a way, my lack of engagement benefits you all. Let me just say this.
Well, you should finish the letters.
I don't understand. Okay. All right. I looked on the website, on the PlayaPod app. Am I just missing it? And then Rich Morkel asks, please help me. I cannot find the Guilty Pleasures podcast.
Exactly.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Help a Rube out. So we'll get the answer in a second here. I also had a question sent to me, a personal one, about the streaming of the show.
Yes.
Whereas the old app you used to be able to stream. So that's my question.
Mm-hmm.
But let's answer the one about the Guilty Pleasures podcast. What is the, are these people rubes or is it really out there?
No. We have been banking shows with Maddie and her co-host Maddie. And we're on episode three. We're up on episode three, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of us just putting shows together and launching them and failing miserably, that's over. We want to make sure that people have something to chew on, especially if they're going to go up on iTunes. They have to have at least a certain number of shows to be posted. And Mike, reps. Yeah, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people are putting out a good product and they're learning, right?
Yeah, the show is really great.
Yeah, it's coming together. So I would say that we...
Well, then let me just offer this. Yes. And we're doing... This is like what we would have a behind-the-scenes meeting. You know, it would just seem to me that if an NBC show mm-hmm. was going to launch and they were going to put a promo on one of their network shows,
yes.
in fact, their most listened to network show, they would have that show available or they would put a date on the promo.
Date
say,
would make
coming
sense.
Soon.
The,
you see,
the reason
as
why,
opposed to promoting it and telling your listening audience that it's out
but,
there.
But we're not
see.
Doing that because... I know you don't listen to the promos, but the promos say, please write in
submit.
With your submit your guilty pleasures.
Oh, we're so the promo is not that it's
on. It's not that it's on.
No,
so
it's
I
not
was
that
wrong.
It's on.
Never mind. What about the streaming?
The streaming, actually, the only reason it was down yesterday is because it's under maintenance. It'll be up today.
Yes.
That's all.
So they can go to the PlayaPod app and they can stream.
Yeah,
TMOS
Live streams right there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the first day it was down.
No, but like an archived show. If you're in your car,
you
go
used into
to
your
have
settings.
The option.
You can stream
What's
it
that?
Or download it. You can change
okay.
in your settings. You
yeah.
can change
do it in your,
your
settings.
Default
there it is.
To stream or download.
You can do anything with that app.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Boom, bam.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Assorted Intern, 6 years ago, when my sister found out my father was turning 40, she incredulously told him, Dad, I didn't know you were turning old. I'm not sure what that means for Mike, but it can't be good. Goddamn right about that. My father, Josh Hoover,
Josh.
Turns 46 on June 10th, and he seems no older than when he left his douchebag 30s. He discovered the show back in the Don and Mike days and played me bits and pieces until I started downloading the show. That's the way we like multi-generational.
Love it.
Very good. I started with the St. Patrick's Day show when everybody wrote limericks. Has Oscar figured that out yet?
No.
So happy 46th. To a wonderful father who can finally get a birthday right in now that I've caught on. Keep up the funny, William Hoover.
That doesn't sound like the name of anyone's son. William. I'm William,
William Hoover.
Do you think we go by Bill or Billy, maybe?
Yeah. I wonder if he's got vacuum money. Good day, my lords. Please allow me to apply some lip service before my request. You guys are just bloody brilliant. My morning commute is nothing short of spectacular, and I'm forever getting shushed in the quiet zone of my train for snorting with laughter. I've received many dirty looks from people who just don't get it. To them, I simply say, S a D. There you go.
Well
good
done.
For you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
The end of May marks another trip around the sun for my uber hot wife, Patricia. It also is a little over 200 days until Christmas. Okay. Which means I need to get started on reminding her how Bing Crosby used to beat his first batch of kids. There's certain people that just get yep. the show. I'm hoping the big wheel of impressions hits three Nathaniels and the dueling Bings can remind her why he hated them so much. Jonathan Lambert, from a few meters north of the border in Hamilton, Ontario,
Boo!
Canada. Hee-haw and a merry fa-la-la to everyone.
Do we spin Does for he- this one?
Yes, let's okay. The dueling Bings, everybody. Bing, Bing. Bing.
All right.
Nice.
Here they come. Bring them in right now. Here come the dueling Bings. Hey, ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. I was just enjoying some of my French vanilla Bing Crosby ice cream. Ba-ba-boo.
I also make it with bananas, made from bananas straight from Hawaii.
Hey, Gary, bring me over a banana. You're going to get what fur? You don't want me to push you down the stairs again, do you? Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Hey, look at the twins. Nathaniel looks like he walked into a doorframe yet again.
Hey, Orange is a different Nathaniel, just like Hope and Crosby. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Think I'm going to go up to Carmel, go to the big old clam bake right after I beat Gary. Yeah.
Hey, Gary can stay home from school today and look at his forehead at least till the bleeding stops. Hey, you know why yeah. you boys have such big foreheads? Because your mom drank while she was pregnant with you. Good old Dixie.
You know what the mascot of Gary's high school was? A bruise on his cheek. There you go. Ba-ba-boo. That's making oh fun God. Of abuse. That's just terrible.
I think
that's
at the end, Gary said he never really hit him much.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that he
Before
wrote the
Gary
book.
Gary died.
Yeah, he wrote the book for the money, and then he said, right. ah, kind of, I, you know, embellished.
He embellished that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're both gone, so, you know, yeah. Get him on with Andy Cohen. You might find something out. All right. Hi, guys. Please wish my
That'd
wonderful
be a good
wife.
Booking for Andy Cohen, Gary Crosby.
Did you hit him?
Anyway, please wish my wonderful wife, Connie Hannah. What a great name.
That
Connie
is.
Hannah. Oh, I could write a song about that. Connie Hannah. A happy birthday. Happy birthday, Connie Hannah. Her birthday is on Thursday, and it would make her day if Rob could run out and pick up a bottle of Crown Ooh. For her at the local ABC store. Thanks for all you do. That's from George, Hannah. Hey, Rob, hop into that big old Caprice Classic of yours and go down to the liquor store.
Yeah, the
Why
Alphabet
not, hey?
Store. I'll be right back.
There he goes. Look at that black smoke pouring out of the back of that. Hey, don't pull him over. He's got a hatchet in his trunk just like Uncle Buck.
Hey, you know the bad thing about this car? Broken air conditioner.
Hey, hope I get mine fixed today.
Yeah.
I'll have more. I haven't even talked about that.
No, you haven't.
Except for Melania. Regarding dachshunds, they were actually bred to hunt badgers, I believe, from Dennis Lowe.
Remember Thank we talking Dennis? About the dachshund, the dogs?
Yes, the dachshund.
Dachshunds.
Dachshund.
I thought they were rat hunters.
Rat hunters. I thought Chihuahuas were rat hunters.
Could
too.
Be.
Oh, update yeah. on the rats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God, yes. I realized the city is a cesspool of rats, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But there is a renovation of a home that is digging down to build a basement around the corner from me, about four houses away.
Oh, you're
Causing
doomed.
The rats to scurry?
That's what's causing it, because all our neighbors, they had a powwow in the corner, which I was not a part of, my wife was. And they all were bitching about this. They had to call, not pest control, but...
the city?
The city to come out and take care of this because it's just a mess, an absolute mess. Everyone's Jeez. Having the same issues. The
rat skeller.
It's like they dig into the ground and all the rats come out.
Yay! Yeah, like there was a big nest under that house and then they disturbed it.
And all the rats so sound scary. Like Paul Lynn, just like in Charlotte's Web.
Stay away from my hovel. Hey guys, just a simple thank
flooring.
You. That's so, I'm the only rube that late at night will actually. I will YouTube Paul Lynn on Hollywood Square.
I think the original Papa that I give you was from Fievel. Was from really? American Tale.
Yeah, but that's a different Ooh. Movie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi guys, just a simple thank sure. you to Mike, Oscar, Pony, Rob, and the interns. This year has been very rough. I was finally able to break free from a very physically and mentally abusive relationship. That's not cool. Through it all, I had you as my little secret, a true reason to smile every day. God bless you for that. To give me strength to laugh just a little bit and connect with an audience who are not only some of the most amazing people ever, but also the kindest. You know, they are kind. They're kinder than me, and our audience is kinder than me. And I've always appreciated that, and I've always liked it when they keep me in line. I've become close friends with many of them, even though some live several states away. Now I am stronger and away from everything bad in my life, so I have this to say. Thank you. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for giving me and so many others the strength to smile just a little every day. My scars might not heal, but my heart and soul will. Thank you, Amanda Dale. P.S. I really knew I should leave him when he wasn't in the know. Wow, oh, Amanda, how beautiful a letter is that? That is spectacular. We truly appreciate that.
Nice.
And it's the nicest thing you can say when people are going through tough times and they listen to this show. You know, it brings you joy. I don't understand, but, you know, occasionally I just do the crusty laugh.
I don't understand.
I hold in my hand, there's some wild stuff. I hold in my hand the last letter.
Hi-oh!
May your executive assistant sleep with the entire team. Go Caps. I mean, hey, boys. I've been listening since the terrestrial days, and you guys continue to get me through my miserable work days. So, to get to the point, I was watching the Caps game, and my husband decided it was time to be intimate towards the end of the third period. Seriously. But as a dutiful wife, I agreed. Wow, dutiful wife.
Yeah.
When the game ended in a victory, I yelled, "Zang!" That made him feel like a big man, and I got to celebrate the win at the same time.
Wow.
Boom, bam. Love you guys, and please keep bringing the funny. Amber from Nebraska.
It's a good
mother
egg.
Of a four-year-old who loves and relates to the stories of little Michael, who visited with Rob earlier today.
It's good.
Aww.
Man, all right. Sex in the Caps. You can't go wrong with
Zang
that.
Zang, indeed.
Big win.
Just
all
ask Goat. All right. Very good, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a little break and come back here. I want to talk to you boys about a story I saw on the fan page.
Oh, good.
I have no idea whether it's real, but it's so nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, I'm Old Man Eyebrows, and she's Kathleen Tyner.
I am really glad to be back here.
I understand you've come to help promote the recently returned Cake and Cookies with Rob and Katie.
I've always wanted to, and I will. I can do that, yeah. I'm thinking of this as my fourth career.
You might remember they used to be on the radio, and now they do a podcast.
I liked the radio more.
Oh, well, nowadays, Katie Von Hyman likes to talk about her crazy jaw problems and life with Dan, Presley, and Judd, while Rob Spiewak chimes in with his incessant dad jokes.
Oh, I wonder how you feel about that.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you share some thoughts about Cake and Cookies off the top of your head?
Really? Okay. That's a good question. Oh, stupidity. I think it's really good. This is very intimate, some of it. Very, very personal, huh? It is odd. I think it might embarrass you a little bit. You feel lousy about yourself.
I guess that's helpful. It's Cake and Cookies, wherever fine podcasts are found. Hey, Kathleen, want to help sing us out?
No, I don't sing. I just act. Shut up and do it. Don't be afraid.
Hey, forget it.
Great.
That's fantastic. I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong.
Yes.
That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So, what makes Quip so different? Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the big vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. That includes free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and serves as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. Everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's best inventions, and Quip is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Quip is backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every single day. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to get quip.com/TMOS right now. You'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. GETQUIP.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Now, this is often the case. I thought I bookmarked something, and I can't seem to find it. I am looking for it right now, but it concerns a woman eating squid, eating calamari, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And this woman ate the calamari, and it was on the fan page, and this is the way the story goes.
Okay.
In fact, it's probably better that I paraphrase it anyway, and I don't know whether it's fake or not.
Was it like a click-through link when you saw it on the page?
Yeah, it was a click-through link. And
Can I look for it real quick? Just so
you can look for it. Cool. You would look under woman inseminated by a squid after she bites into raw seafood.
Can we bring Salad Fingers back?
It's grosser than that. It's so nasty. It's so very, very nasty. You know, and I got the last thing the last thing that I bookmarked was Nazis were fueled by crystal meth. New book shows. Yes,
that's true. Yes, mm-hmm. That's why you never saw them smile, Mike.
Was definitely an interesting story.
Woman's tongue gets inseminated by squid after eating undercooked seafood. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's exactly what it was.
Here we go. All right. Doesn't look like it's from a real website, but I'll read it.
Okay. It might be fake. It might be totally
fake. No virus attached to that.
Were you told if you ever swallowed any apple seeds, a tree would start growing in your stomach?
Yes.
This is the story.
Of course.
Well, these medical cases are studied a bit like that, but 100 times worse.
Yeah, this is an
enthusiastic reader.
A 63-year-old woman in South Korea had her mouth inseminated by sperm after eating some undercooked seafood, resulting in doctors discovering 12 small white spindle-shaped bug-like sperm bags embedded in her tongue.
In her tongue. Now, listen. Okay, stop right there. Embedded in her tongue. Oh. Now, I have no idea whether this could happen, but apparently the raw fish had still enough life in it where it was, and she was eating the organ of the squid, and it actually was able to. It was the grossest thing I've ever read.
This would never happen if she had it properly fried. You must fry your squid.
It was so nasty. Apparently her tongue was inseminated by a squid after she ate undercooked seafood. Doctors discovered the, as Oscar said, the spindle-shaped bug-like things embedded in her tongue. Now, as soon as she put the piece of food into her mouth, she felt like many bugs were biting her tongue.
How do you make it get worse when it's already that bad?
They're alive.
Robert, I have to ask, Oscar, how credible does this site look to you?
Man, I have seen teenagers make websites that look more credible.
Well, maybe they're too focused on, you know, fact checking to really have nice web design.
The logo says everything.
What is the logo?
It says alternative news.
Oh, well.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm looking at the headlines here. Rotting fish display bursts into flames at London Gallery. Delays opening. They all look fake. Two bobcat kittens die after rescuers mistake them for house cats.
Are these all animal related stories?
They all seem to be animal stories here. You know,
there's a category for everything.
That's true.
It's got 34.
Man barricades
shares.
Himself in an apartment for 8 days with sugar glider.
Okay, well, the story.
Oh, that could be real.
At the root of the story, the premise that something could, like, inside a human lay eggs.
Be fertile enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is. Truly, that's plausible.
But don't you think
it happens with cockroaches? It happens with spiders.
Well, cockroaches live in your ear. The thing about the mouth is the pH balance of a mouth fights bacteria and living things. I don't think they'd be able to live in there.
It doesn't fight all bacteria and living
things. Well, the moral of the story in this fake news or not, we don't know whether it is or not. The moral of the story is pretty clear. Don't eat raw squid sex organs. Eating undercooked food, especially raw animal products, always comes with a risk. Lastly, don't expect your fried calamari to impregnate your tongue. Most squid you get in a restaurant won't include sex organs. And
you gotta know where to go, Mike.
It should be cooked enough to kill any spermatophores. Ew!
In the tongue.
If
it gets to your stomach, the acid would kill it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But if
stomach,
it didn't get to the stomach.
Maybe not. Maybe you had reflux, maybe. Oh, I know that, man. I've never been impregnated by a big plate of Jim Cho's. from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Hey, you want the raw squid?
Hey, we're serving sex organs.
We're having babies in your tongue.
Spider bites creep me out because they look like little, like something's, because there are so many little bumps in one area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, well, something's growing under my skin.
Yeah, you're waiting for alien to jump
yes.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So what was in her tongue, they say here, were not literally organisms. They are spermatophores. Effectively used by invertebrates during reproduction.
And, oh, okay. So it's half, right, half it says, of the equation.
The right fourth arm of a mature male of Totorodes pacificus serves as the sex organ of the animal. Using this arm, the squid grabs the sperm bag that comes out from its thing and presses it against a female's body. That's what it did to the woman. You know, and I don't know whether it's true or not.
That's really weird because the right arm of the average intern is also very important in sex play.
The right arm.
The right arm.
Yeah. Just ask Dotson. It's the second day we have mortified him on the Mike O'Mara show. Let's take a break. Thank
Fell
you.
Fell in love with Rob and two beans.
Yeah. He's gained weight. Then
they ate his feelings.
Well,
no, that's no squid,
you know,
though.
You're terrible. You should know. You know, not everybody has the thick skin that you have.
And my skin is real thick, like 4 inches thick. You can see it.
It's rhinoceros skin. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, ask about Adrian right here on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show, and you can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden. It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And
Jesus Christ.
It's not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. It'll be okay.
That it'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
Sometimes I just say, he's still, like, not only alive, but seems to be thriving.
Yes,
he's thriving. It's like amazing, man. Truly.
It's a great time in our country.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Yoko CO. Do you work in marketing? Do you believe in the work you do? Why? Yoko CO is a digital marketing. I don't know how to read that. Is that the did I read that properly?
You did.
Do you work in marketing? Do you believe in the work you do? Is it supposed to be a legitimate why?
Yeah, and then why?
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 I don't understand.
I understand.
Yoko CO is a digital marketing agency, and they ask themselves those same questions, which is why they only work with organizations who have a purpose beyond profit. That's not to say profit isn't important, because right. It absolutely is, but that doesn't have to be the end of the story. And at Yoko CO, they understand that. So if you believe in the work your organization does, and if you show up each day for more than just a paycheck, you should give Yoko CO a look. They offer a range of digital marketing services, including website design, search engine or optimization. Let me start again.
Okay.
They offer a range of digital marketing services, including website design, search engine optimization, social media, and email marketing. If you think you're not getting the most out of your website, Yoko CO can help. Learn more at yokoco.com/TMOS. That's a lot of O's. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. Do it now, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Easiest way to do it, go to our website. They got a button. Just click it. It'll take you right
button.
There. Button. Button. Right.
Button.
Two things that I wanted to ask you about is Adrian all set to go to his drug festival? Is he ready for
Bonnaroo. That?
Bonnaroo. Do you want to set the table, or would you like me?
You go ahead.
Okay. So, Adrian... he has had some missteps in the past, I would say 5 years and 10 years. And this is the most I've seen him prepared for an assignment.
Yeah, this is true. I will verify that.
That is not a high bar. He's technically just prepared for it. But he may be overprepared, and I'll tell you why, Mike.
Let me say this. And the way he prepares is a very Adrian way to prepare.
Like, yes.
We sat down and wrote 50 questions that he can ask for his Man on the Street segment.
Mm-hmm. He's going to Bonnaroo just for some context.
Yeah, and we tightened them up, and I explained which were good questions, which were bad, and he had them all together. And when he came in Monday, the first thing he said is, yeah, have you seen my binder?
Yeah, because he has a huge binder like you would have had in high school if you were in the 90s.
That's the drug-addled way, is that he prepares to the letter, but then loses the binder.
Luckily
we found the binder. Yes. So he is preparing. He is preparing.
All right. So he's going to go out there, and he's going to ask funny questions. intentions of the people at Bonnaroo, and he's excited.
We're hoping.
I'm not really concerned about the preparation, because I think that
we're burdened by it here.
I know you're burdened by it, but I'm going to tell you that my concern will be, I'm just speculating what may happen, that when he gets to the actual event is where things could go south, because that's when the true distractions will come.
We're on the same page, Mike.
100%, as he would say.
As he was packing yesterday, a duffel bag, and not just your little guy, the type of guy that you would see going to onto a soccer field or maybe a hockey game.
Right, okay.
He was packing a duffel bag of his own equipment for the broadcast that he thought he was setting up at Bonnaroo.
What I love is when Oscar said, oh yeah, he's fully credible.
Yeah,
as
he's got everything.
But Oscar said, remember, the less equipment you bring, the less stuff will get stolen. And he was bringing everything, cables and mics and recorders
that
and a mixer.
That little guy,
yeah.
he is so out of his depth that he thought he was setting up a remote broadcast. And I said, no, man, you're going to be upset and you're going to be bummed out when a meth head steals your bag.
Yeah.
Right? Because God knows
he's also
distracted.
Recording and sending it to us.
Yeah, but he can do both
from his
phone.
Which is just a little device.
He can do it all on his phone.
Yeah. He's got a mic that hooks into his telephone. He's got an app for that. He has a backup battery. That's all he needs.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
So yes.
Did you talk him into getting rid of all the other equipment
And like Carrot Top, as I'm talking to him, he said, what about this? He was pulling things out I haven't seen in decades from his bag. And I said, oh, well, that looks familiar. I remember giving that to you 5 years ago.
Do you think I need to bring this Studer Revox reel-to-reel recorder?
You don't need a mixing board. I know you want to look the part, but looking the part does not mean you're going to execute. You're just going to lose stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So we got him down to an iPhone and a couple backup batteries and a big binder with all his notes.
Right. An external microphone.
Yes.
One external microphone.
Is he excited about this opportunity?
I believe he's out of his mind. I think the reason that he's most excited,
like he's looking at it too much, out of his mind happy.
Yeah, very, very excited.
And
he's very proud of the fact that he, on his own, went in and got press credentials. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal for him because, you know, he's never done that before.
Also, just if we're calling our shot,
yes,
the idea that he's going with guys that are acquaintances named Big Worm and Debo probably do not bode well for Adrian, because he
has to worry about being distracted, Oscar. That's what I'm concerned about.
I'm worried about him getting
distracted. Yeah. Oh, really?
You know how these kids are. They've all seen Narcos. They think they know how to put all the drugs in the tire.
Yeah,
the spare tire, and then the drug dog finds them.
Didn't work last year.
Big
and then
worm.
Of course, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just a Friday reference. They're all drug dealers, is what I'm alleging.
And then, of course, after the drug bust, he has to worry about something else, which is horrible, which is prison love.
Prison love.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know,
they're going to love him in there.
If he gets in, we have a 50-50 shot of getting content. That is my call.
Hey, you know what? His one phone call has to be to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'd say overall a 25% chance that we'll get anything out of it.
If we expect less, we might get more, Mike.
Now, will he come in? Is he going to come one more time
tomorrow? He'll be in tomorrow.
I'll have some last minute instructions for him, because I think at the very least, this is the way I'm processing this. As far as recording interviews and getting them uploaded and getting them to us, I'm not holding out a lot of hope for that. Anything we get is gravy.
Yes.
However, I will require a phone call or two during the festival so he can just update us as to where, because it's going to be fun to hear where he is. And last year, if you remember, when he went into Bonnaroo, he had all the problems with stuff in the car and all that stuff.
I look forward to, if he calls during the festival, handing off the phone to other festival goers and speaking to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be exciting.
That would be
quite exciting.
And it's, look, we used to do this. I'm sure everybody did, except for Mike, because he just got catapulted into stardom. But when you would
overnight call, success,
when,
Oscar.
When you would call into a radio station, right?
15 years.
I'm sure you did that a bunch of times.
Oh God, yeah.
Right?
I used to have to pretend to do it because we weren't really
doing
interviews.
Done for me now, by the way. Yes. What?
Catapult is broken.
So, we would be at King's Dominion, or you'd be at a Subway opening, or a Mobile on the Run,
or a Jordan Kitts,
and you just would call in really quick, in and out.
Right.
Sometimes you get people on the phone if it was a big event. He should be able to handle this with his experience.
I would think so.
I would hope so.
Right?
I would, and I like him. And he's got that kind of way about him. He's not a pure broadcaster. Never will be.
But this is his element. This is his people.
He's among his people. That's true.
And he's got that way of talking, which is just fun to listen to.
Yes.
So that's why we have him. Hey, Mike, you're over here. Here's what happened.
A bum stole my bagel.
Yes. And he got the time off from the motel management.
I'm sure. I can only control what we have here, Mike.
You talk about, he mentioned the bagel. He has a marvelous story to tell tomorrow when he's in studio.
I can't wait to hear
about
it.
About a homeless guy and a hot dog.
Yeah, it's a marvelous story. Whether he tells it well will be another
I'll prep him, because when he first told it, it took about 20 minutes and it was set up like Pulp Fiction.
And for like four retellings.
Yeah, and details kept coming out.
The chronology skips all over the place.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's dressed in a basketball t-shirt like John Travolta. I said, what happened to you? But it's a thrilling tale that you will enjoy, I promise.
Excellent. All right, I look forward to that, and more power to him. Tomorrow on the show, since we ran out of time here, I will tell the story about summer plans for the O'Mara family.
Oh, nice.
We are very seriously considering going on a moose safari.
Hey!
Going to the backwoods of Maine to hunt moose. Not with guns, just to
see
take
them.
Pictures of them and see them. I wouldn't hunt them. Although they do have a moose hunt up here. They actually do. It's one of those population control things.
Sure.
I always think it's kind of hinky. You know, I mean, just a chance for people to go out of the woods and kill things. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Remington presents population control.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're doing the environment good. You know, we're very excited. Boom, bam, 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 boom. We'll take a break. Come back with a very special news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, folks, it's me,
Jim Amato.
This week on OmeraCast, Mark and Serta and I discuss our sleeping habits.
Those aren't pillows.
We review the new Star Wars movie.
I got a bad feeling about this.
And we share our thoughts on the elephant in the room.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
It's a salute to the Tony Perkins Show. Download OmeraCast now on iTunes, the Playapod app, the TMOS app, or at MikeOmeraShow.com. Now back to more tales from vacation land. Here's Mike.
Thank you, Jim Amato.
I love that they're throwing it to you now after the promos.
Here's a hot tip for all you dads and grads out there. This year, tell your family what you really want.
Yeah.
Graduates don't want an engraved gold pen and pencil set. That gift sucks. And if a grad gets a briefcase, he'll just use it as a doorstop, or worse, he might urinate into it.
It's true.
High school and college grads want the TMOS bonus package. As for Father's Day, don't get dad a tie. He'll just hang himself with it. And you can bet if dad's grilling tools, if he gets those, he's going to shove that spatula right up your... Now, listen, you get the picture. Dads want the TMOS bonus package. Dad loves the extra commercial-free content, and grads love the cussing.
Who doesn't?
F&A. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. It makes a great gift. They'll get the access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So embrace the fad to make those dads and grads a tad more glad. Scare away the sad and the bad from their rad dad and grad pad with the best gift they've ever had. The TMOS bonus package. Quit sucking, and thank you.
News.
God, that's loud.
Boo.
TMZ claims ABC is moving ahead with a new Roseanne show without Roseanne Barr. They say an announcement is imminent and might even come this week. It's still unclear how it's going to work, but like the previous rumors, they say it could focus on Sarah Gilbert's character, Darlene. There's no official comment from anyone involved with the show. Sarah did address the cancellation on The Talk yesterday. It wasn't anything earth-shattering, though. She said she's proud of the show, and it's sad to see it end this way, but she stands behind ABC's decision.
I really hope they don't focus on her, because I sometimes see The Talk, or that's the show she's on, right? The Talk, it's called.
Yes, The Talk.
And when I come home, and she's like Wednesday Addams on that show. She's so sad, and her
she's
just
very sad.
Very, very. She doesn't seem to fit into the bubbly atmosphere of the program. They need to focus on
her
Fishman.
Her character was sad on Roseanne, too.
Yeah,
right?
So that's what you want to build a show on? Build it on Fishman.
Michael Fishman. big news for Rob Spiewak.
Yes!
You're going to love this. Are you
good.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Lance Bass and his husband, Michael Turchin, are having a baby.
Yeah!
They have found, quote, the most amazing doctor and surrogate. Lance says, I'm very anxious and nervous, but I think it's going to be amazing. Everything is just great. It's happening, and it's happening quick. Lance and Michael are very involved in everything. Lance says, quote, she lives close to us, so we'll be able to see her and be a part of her life, and she's going to be a part of our life the rest of our lives. It's going to be great. Lance Bass in the news. Very going cool. to be a dad.
So great to have him back in the news. That's yes, what always. It's a great time to be alive.
Yes, no relation to Marty Bass. Always
never made
to
it to
that.
Space.
He's another
Lance
fish
Bass.
Man. No,
he is another. I'm all about that Bass.
They're happy Bass. By the way, if you want to know Mike O'Mara history,
yes.
That was the commercial I recorded for Lake Anna as Happy Bass, the official Lake Anna spokesman.
By any chance, is Happy Bass in the house and could he stop by now?
I always will do an animated character I did for television commercials.
Yeah, because I think he's out with Jennifer in the living room, right?
Yeah, you actually get one of these. I get one of these gigs every 35 years.
Oh,
so
good.
I do. 43 miles of crystal clear shoreline. Thanks, Happy. Thank you.
Well, with that much crystal clear shoreline, no wonder he's happy.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Thank you, Happy. Thanks, Happy Bass. Appreciate it. The Philadelphia Eagles were supposed to visit the White House today to celebrate their Super Bowl win over the New England Patriots, but late last night it was canceled. My partner on Political Persuasions, Mr. Chris Freitz, had credentials to cover that event because he was that big an Eagles fan.
He was not pleased.
I can't Unhappy. Wait to talk to him about that on PP this week. It's going to be, that's by the way, that's our little nickname for political PP. Yeah,
don't Google it, though.
Yes, please don't do that. It's unclear what happened, but both the team and President Trump agree on one thing. A lot of players were not going to show up. Trump claims he canceled it over the national anthem. Right. He said, quote, they disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem. Hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of this country, not one of the Eagles players took a knee during the NFL regular season. That should be pointed out, Mr. President. He said the Eagles wanted to send a small delegation, but, quote, the fans planning to attend the event deserve better. So that's a little disagreement they're having right now, and how things that's have changed.
Not going away anytime soon.
I hate everything.
there is a psychotherapist in San Francisco. Her name is Suzanne Babel.
Baby!
And she specializes in trauma recovery. And according to her, too much bad news can literally affect your health. Quote, every time we experience or hear about a traumatic event, we go into stress mode. Our physiology is triggered to release stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And if that happens too often, our adrenal glands can get worn out, which can lead to you losing sleep, having higher anxiety, and developing depression. And those can lead to things like headaches, pain in your muscles, and stomach problems. So what can you do? What can you do?
What can you do? It? What can you do?
Babel says you should set yourself a limit and pace yourself when it comes to reading bad news. Mm. I think that's why people get bummed out when they get online a lot.
Yeah, but how can you limit it? I mean, it's not like you can...
I have a quick tip in. Apple announced now, if you have an iPhone, that in the new update that's coming out this fall, you can actually keep track of your screen time, your personal screen time.
Oh, you can set limits for yourself. Yes. I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone's going to remind a certain spouse about that one. Days. Anyway, sorry about that. Let me move on. If you're sensing a general feeling of malaise around the NBA Finals, you're not alone. This is in stark contrast to the Stanley Cup Finals. Fans can get into Cleveland's Quicken Loans Arena for Wednesday's Game 3 of the Finals for $241. It took more than four times that to get into Monday's Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Mm. In 2015, this would have been unheard of in both Cleveland and Oakland, but when two teams make the finals in four straight seasons, it doesn't feel quite as special for the fans. Conversely, the Capitals haven't played in a Stanley Cup final since 1998. While the Knights are an expansion team, that definitely creates more of a unique feeling for the fans, who are in turn willing to spend more money.
Kimmel the other night called the NBA Finals the longest running show on ABC.
It'll be interesting to see if the feeling around the NBA Finals changes if the series goes beyond four or five games.
True enough.
It will. If it's a sixth and seventh game, that's always exciting, no matter what. But nothing can duplicate this. And as much as I hate to say it, if things go well for the Golden Knights, it gets more and more exciting. But we don't want that to happen.
No. Mailbag.
And now a little something. There's a guy on Long Island, New York. His name is Michael Feinberg, and he started taking Viagra without telling his wife. And to make sure she didn't find out, he didn't use their insurance. So he was paying more than $60 a pill at CVS.
Wow.
Well, a few days after he filled his prescription, his wife called the CVS to check on one of her prescriptions, and the employee there mentioned Michael's Viagra to her. Michael says that his marriage has, quote, broken down because of that.
Oh.
So now he is suing for violating his privacy. He didn't specify how much money he is looking for in that particular lawsuit. When Michael was asked if CVS should have kept his prescription secret, Michael said, it couldn't hurt.
You know, she wants me in the bedroom to be functional. I don't understand what's going on.
Michael, your pills are ready.
See you in 4 hours.
They're my little blue pills. I'm going to find the Viagra. I take the Viagra. This is the 4 hours I get the priapism last day. Go see the doctor and say, well, I just won't go anywhere. Don't understand what's happening in my life. I can find it. Don't understand why that's happening. You know, she says she wants me to be active in the background. They want to know. I want to keep it a secret. Just make it special, more spontaneous. That's the way it all works. She lies there most of the time. And then when I got the little blue pill, everything goes great. Doesn't matter. We do it all the time. We're just like jackrabbits, just going all the time. That's the way it works.
Michael Feinberg,
your pills are ready.
Your pills are ready.
Thank you. I'll pick them up on Tuesday. Don't call my wife again. Thank you very much.
We have to take a break and come back with more fun and thrills. The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Rosanna Dana, the Trump-North Korea summit. Is it going to happen? And where's Melania?
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
We'll have to cover Philadelphia. He's pissed about that.
He'll be shot out of a cannon. He will be.
And he's got that kind of connection where he just calls and he gets his credential to go down to the White House and cover that type of thing. And unfortunately, Chris Freitz was disappointed. Mm. Maybe you won't be all that objective this week, Chris. Anyway, welcome back to the show brought to you by Amazon. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you have to do it right. So listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. Do it now. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, Buffalo Breath?
Are you like me? Do you hate your kids?
No.
I hate my kids.
Oh, you don't hate your kids.
Because they lost the remote to our Roku, and neither one of them will admit to having lost it. And I keep
losing
telling
them. Losing a TV remote in the Spiewak house, that's about as serious an offense as I can imagine.
And I need it because I need to get the Hulu, and I can't get the Hulu without the remote. And I'm saying, find it. And they say, I don't know where it is. Julia did it. Robert did it. So what do? I go to Amazon. They have them for $8. $8. Wow. It'll be here today. You can replace any remote.
Good man.
Just put your model number in Amazon. Get a knockoff. 5-star review. Cheap. That's the way to
do it.
It
works.
And now I love my children again.
That's wonderful. Amazon really does have everything. You can find those remotes and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Click, Mr. Feinberg. Click.
Hey. So I go in there, get the Roku remote, I'm all set, I get the little blue pill. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday. I could do this show the rest of the time. I could talk like this. That's the way. June 5. This is the 5th of June birthday season. Yeah, 2018.
I seldom tip my hand in the audio vault to Mike before the show, but this is so cool. This is not inside the arena for the Capitals victory. This is on the street outside the arena for the Capitals victory. Because to at least see the game on TV.
I love those fans in Vegas and in Washington that do that, because those are the people that really, that's just out there celebrating your city, celebrating your fun. And to be honest with you, no offense to girl, but it's kind of a haves and have not situation. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Mr. Feinberg.
Right, there you go.
But anyway, so this is outside after they won. The energy is incredible.
Great for the city of Washington.
It is.
Really is. Been a tough year for this city. Been a tough year for Vegas, too.
Yeah.
Got to respect both cities. It's great to have that kind of electricity. And then they go in. There's D.C. for you, going right into the Sergio Garcia cheer. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, I mean, the arena was obviously sold out, but the streets have been closed
jammed.
And packed with people. And there was the guy who was trying to drive through.
Can you stop that again and start it again?
Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time in New Orleans last year, and I took a cab right to the front of the theater, and there were people waiting in line outside, and imagine my surprise when I heard this when I stepped out of my cab. Hi, everybody. How are you? I got to get inside. Got to go to the green room. Yeah, we're doing a 9-hour sound check. I'll be right back.
This is the president of the Gump Fiction Fan Club. There you go. You can hear the sound check. All right. You know who did not have a good weekend? And I'm surprised I didn't see this until yesterday. Rudy Giuliani did Meet the Press. And how hard is it? I mean, it's a hard gig to be on Meet the Press. You're going to be grilled.
Yeah, but not for him.
But the easy part is just saying hi to Chuck Todd, right? You should be able to do that. Okay.
Mr. Giuliani, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Todd. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me start. Chris. It's okay.
So he calls him Todd and Chris.
Play that again.
What's wrong with people?
This
God.
This is so funny. God, he's so
good to see you, Todd.
Okay. Mr. Giuliani, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Todd. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me start. Chris. It's okay.
Chris.
Chris. Sam. Barney. Hello? Who are you?
His name is Chuck.
Play it one more time. I'm sorry. I love crap like that. Yeah, here we go. Really do.
Meet the Press last Sunday.
Mr. Giuliani, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Todd. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me start. Chris. It's okay.
Chris. I'm sorry. Chris. Sam. Matthews. Barry.
I'm sorry. I'm just here for the check. I will get paid, right? He got bumped and so.
There's an honorarium.
This is a video, and I don't even mind the lady talking in this video. It looks like a English bulldog mix. It's a little smushed face dog, and he as close
might
to
be
singing,
a Boston Terrier.
Could be in the mix. He's a great singing dog.
You cannot keep interrupting.
I've seen this one. This is spectacular. Right. Listen to this
I'm
dog.
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here, buddy. Stop embarrassing me again.
Yeah, don't embarrass her, please. Please.
Mr. Giuliani, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Todd. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me start. It's okay.
Oh, God.
So
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much.
Because it's, you know what? Because you know the interview can't even go down from there. That should be the best part of the interview.
Oh, Lord.
Three cheers for Craig Melvin, Washington, D.C. guy from Channel 4.
I love Craig Melvin. And I've communicated with him. He's a great guy.
Oh, he's great. I love when he does stuff on the Today Show. Big get yesterday. He interviewed President Clinton, who is now, believe it or not, promoting a book that he has co-written with James Patterson.
Slick Willie.
So he's promoting a book. But there was a really awkward exchange between Craig and President Clinton when he says, did you ever apologize to Monica Lewinsky? This gets a little heated.
No, I felt terrible then. And I came to grips with it.
Did you ever apologize to her?
Yes. And nobody believes that I got out of that for free. I left the White House $16 million in debt. But you typically have ignored gaping facts in describing this. And I bet you don't even know them.
Bill.
You are giving one side and omitting facts.
Mr. President, I'm not trying to present a side.
You asked me if I agreed. The answer is no, I don't.
And I asked if you'd ever apologize, and you said you had.
I have.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No, I do. I do not. I've never talked to her. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion.
But
you know, it really, this is why
this guy's in denial.
This is why they just don't get. And the reason I think, in many cases, that they do what they do deep into their careers.
Yeah,
and I might be making a big generality here. I don't know, because I think really when you go back and I look at myself in my 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, I think we all get led around by our little We do. I mean, it just happens. It's the condition of what men do. But when you do it and you get through, you get to a certain stage in life,
you can't reflect and say, that denial. Was probably out of line. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Look,
you can say consensual all you want. He was the guy in power. Mm-hmm. She was the little intern. It was a take advantage situation. But when you hear him hemming and humming and humming like that.
And
you know
changing
what?
The narrative and changing the direction of the question.
Kudos to Craig Melvin. for asking a question where maybe he's thinking about it, because maybe he should get on the phone and go, you know, that was something where I took advantage of my power for that. And in retrospect, it was not the thing to do. When it happens, I'm much more forgiving when something like that happens. You're a horn doggy, you're doing it. But then after the fact, when you realize your behavior is completely out of line, you reflect and you get a little contrite, but there's no contrition. Their level of ambition just trumps everything. And you can't be out there throwing darts at Cheeto and not, you know, owning it yourself. You have to.
Also,
you have to move forward.
Where is the clown from the Apollo with the hook? Some off a show or a handler to say, this guy's stroking out.
Yeah.
He's not handling this right. Get him off.
You go into a live interview like that. Cameras are rolling. You got there's no net. You're in there and you're dealing with
that. He might have been able to handle it better if his voice sounded like it did 20 years ago.
Well, he starts doing the whole mealy mouth because he's under duress.
He's nervous.
He's doing it. And he's under duress because the answer should have been, this is what makes that go away. I called her personally and apologized. It was a difficult time for everybody and the country. I'm sorry to her and I'm sorry for what I put the country through. Period. End of story.
I tried, I texted, and I got new number, who dis.
Anything like that. But instead it was just like, I was $16 million in debt. Look at me now. Well, you're not now, okay?
No, he
you're
wrote a book now. With James Patterson. He's rolling in it. Send her an emoji.
Or he could have bought one of her purses.
You know, by the way, look, thank you for your service to our country, Mr. President. Thank you, Hillary, for running. We appreciate it. It's time for us to move past
on.
the Clintons.
Yes.
Let's get it's time. So, you know, work behind the scenes and help everybody out. Time. Is there any better advertisement for especially where we are right now to get some new blood to come forward?
Right on.
That's what I believe.
All right. Speaking of great people like President Clinton, a great man is Rupert Holmes, Mike. Rupert Holmes.
Oh, absolutely.
And what is the greatest piece of trivia about Rupert Holmes? Probably this song. If you like piña
colada. One of the greatest. Hands in the Rain.
Yeah. One of the greatest feel
good
songs.
In the Rain. I'm sorry. Making Love at Midnight in the dunes on the Cape.
That's right. Yeah. If you have half a brain.
I always thought
with a raw squid.
When I was a kid.
But the thing about it, it's not only the world's greatest feel good song about adultery, with a clever twist ending. This is the only song, this fascinated me, the only song to ever be a number one record in two different decades. It was the last number one song of 1979 and the first number one song of 1980. That's only happened once.
Wow.
So let's hear it for Rupert Holmes.
Woo! Hey, so it's about adultery?
I did not know that.
You've never listened to the story?
I thought it was like a romantic. No, what's the story?
I thought it was about piña colada.
I was tired of my lady. And so he's looking and he's laying in bed with his wife or his woman and he's reading the personals. And the personal ad that he reads is, if you like piña coladas again, call in the rain.
And it ends up being his wife who's also looking for something.
Yeah.
And she kills him.
Yeah, and they meet in the end.
Nutty.
She murders him.
Does she really murder him?
Yes. Poison pineapple in the piña colada. That's what Pony says.
Squids.
That's right. They met at the bar and they said,
Mr. Giuliani, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Todd. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me start. Chris. It's okay.
Todd and Rudy, and then they had sex.
Sorry, Griff.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Sorry, Chris. Oh, sucked. Yeah. President is. My teeth are getting in the way. Anyway, that's it. Bobby, not guilty. Not guilty. Thank you, Mr. Giuliani. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Michael O'Meara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on a new PlayerPod app with time-coded bookmarks and all sorts of great stuff. All snail mail for the show. Thank you, Rudy. Can be sent to the Michael O'Meara Show, box 32101, Chris, Washington, D.C., 2-2-double-triple, Mr. Jim.
That's
2-triple-0-7. That's what I said. F you. Each day on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you and Todd to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show, Chris. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Sean.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.